know. I haven't been treating life like I treat my plants. And vice versa. You know, when you have plants and, you know, you start to see the browning of a leaf or a few, I feel like that can be contributed to a few things. Maybe, you know, you think, oh, it's not getting enough water. So you start to water the plant more often and the leaf is still brown. So then you think maybe it needs more sunlight, right? You maybe open a window more than it usually is open. And then that leaf starts to brown even more. So you think to yourself, well, maybe it's getting burned. Maybe I should reposition it. Maybe put it higher. You put it in a different positioning, and that leaf continues to stay brown. Well, just like life, there are things within us that start to turn us brown. And the browning process for life and humanity, in my opinion, is things such as maybe insecurities or maybe bad habits or maybe a lack of self-love, right? And so take an example such as insecurities. You start to think, well, maybe since I'm browning, since I'm having these insecurities, maybe if I water my plant more. So maybe for me, if I just make some music, but my leaf is still brown, those insecurities are still there. And then you think maybe if I reposition it, maybe if I don't talk about my insecurities as much, then the browning would go away. But it doesn't. It's still brown. The point that I'm making is we have to treat ourselves like we treat our plants. So with the browning, when I stop and I actually assess what is going on and I communicate with the plant, I learn that sometimes it takes clipping that leaf or just trimming it. Just like us being plants with those insecurities, if I take my time to stop and actually communicate and assess those insecurities, those bad habits, whatever it is that is turning us brown, we'll find that sometimes it's easier to just clip those insecurities with communication with ourselves. So that way we, just like plants, can continue to grow. My emotions went to work this morning. I lost it all, my shorty mad, she blocked my phone. My insecurities peaking, I'm all alone. I should've stopped, but I got bold and told off. Now I'm impatiently waiting and facing the damage and thinking my feelings are managed. How do I stop the regret that I'm feeling and feel like a lesson is building? I ain't been talking to self, now it's just me and myself. Don't know if she coming back, so really it's me and myself. So I'm talking to me until I feel complete. Heart has been heavy but mental ain't bleak, and I'm hoping that joy can be present in me, cause it's me that I need when I'm feeling complete. I don't wanna feel no pain, I just wanna grow in peace. Peace don't come without pain, let me go plant my seed. I don't wanna feel no pain, but I need to plant this seed. I don't wanna feel no pain, I just wanna grow in peace. Peace don't come without pain, let me go problem I see. I don't wanna feel no pain, but I need to plant this seed.
And you know, the biggest thing when it comes to insecurities, or when it comes to bad habits, or when it comes to, you know, whatever it is, whatever battle you're fighting, it's definitely gonna take patience. It's not something that's gonna happen overnight, even though you might realize it overnight. It's not something that's just gonna, you flip the switch and it's fixed and it's cured. It takes a lot of time and patience, kind of going back to the plants. It's not as if overnight that browning is gonna go away. And sometimes I'm realizing the browning on that plant or that leaf doesn't go away. But if you decide to trim that leaf, wherever that browning is, it's definitely going to cause a positive effect within the rest of the plant. Now, that's not to say you can't grow with browning. So as humans, that's not to say that even with insecurities or with bad habits or with a lack of self-love, whatever that case is, that doesn't mean you can't grow as a person, as a human. But just like that plant that is growing, you can still see that browning there. You'll have all this green foliage and this beautiful color, but that brown is still going to be visible. I used insecurities as an example because that's my browning. I've recently realized that I have grown as a person, but even though I have grown throughout these many different things that and these challenges that I've, these challenges I've overcame, my browning is still showing, my insecurities. And for myself, I won't say that comes from a lack of self-love. Well, to a degree, it does. But my insecurities, from what I'm realizing, stem from me being worried about the things I can't control. Because I can't control an outcome of how something is going to turn out, my insecurities of wanting, whether that's wanting more attention so I can, or flip it to my advantage, or whether that's wanting to know more about a situation when it's not my business, or unfortunately just being a hater. Regardless of what it is, my browning is still showing. So it takes patience and it takes time to really communicate with myself and figure out, how do we take care of the browning? Autistically well-rounded, while I balance sporadic acts of my talents. Get active like this is Shaolin Showdown. Owe me time so I can speak a piece of peace now. Show me mine, I wear it like a Jesus piece now. I don't mind if you can see I need to work out. Ain't perfection in the Lord, even if you doubt. No perspective make me think that I'm incapable. Every barrier I face to me is always breakable. Take an L and make it be a lesson unmistakable. Speaking on my past life, that nigga was a square. To be honest, there was always opportunity to spare. Now I'm grabbing every chance and throwing bombs into the air. If I miss and land with stars, then my thoughts will be more clear, like the love I always share. I need for mine to bang my line, cause I'm on time. Needed these blessings for some weeks now. Share your mind, communication seems to break down. I don't wanna fake the love, I'm feeling superficial. Maybe I should take a break and blow some sticky endo. All my enemies obsolete. Scorpio my moon, so I'd approach me cautiously. Rising Gemini, so I could turn to the other side if you dogging me. Really nice with hands, I'm a pacifist mastery. Tapping in the bands on my tithing more consistently. Saving extra money while I'm rolling up some extra green. Quizlet got the answers, I don't know why they be testing me. Silence be more golden than the golden now, picture freeze. Getting off my ass, I've been working pretty lazily. Tiptoe rapping like a schizo, popping like it's Crisco. Delicate like Christo, baby blow the whistle. Think you get the gist, so I'ma move on. Take my time, no need to rush for what you seek out. It's alright, my journey giving me some peace now. Giving me mine, I need.
So, the lesson that I've learned with my plants is that I can't focus on one thing. I have to look at the overall plant. I can't just focus on watering. I can't just focus on giving it more light. I can't just focus on repositioning, but I have to take time and analyze and talk to my plants to figure out what they need. We are plants. We cannot focus on just watering ourselves or giving ourselves more light. So in turn, we cannot focus on what it is that we think we need, because it worked on one aspect or because it worked on one plant. But sometimes we have to stop and communicate with ourselves and ask ourselves, what do we need in this moment? Because at the end of the day, the overall journey of being a plant is growth. So that way, people can see just how beautiful we are. And we can give that energy back to those that need it.